When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey there.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, look at you blowing up those floats.
Hey, Dickie.
That looks good. That float kind of looks like my vagina.
Oh, my God. I've seen her vagina. It looks just like that.
It's kind of
my God.
It looks just like it because, like, that float is also pink and slippery.
Oh, yeah. See, look. If I bend over, look, I can see my asshole.
That float looks just like that donut. Oh,
right
my
there.
God.
That brown it's donut.
Just like your asshole. Because
yeah.
it's all made up of petroleum products.
Show me your tits. Oh, wait, you're a guy. Okay, I'll show you mine.
I want to show you my muff. These two women, now, they are quite sex positive.
I love how sex positive they are, but it's
but
a
it
lot.
But it does feel like too much, and they enjoy talking about it. And
they want their own reality show.
Yeah. But they're not, it's not clever. It's like they think
her
they're.
Jen.
They're,
Jen.
I think like they're on camera, so they should be talking about their pussies.
Jen, whose body looks like it's 20 and her face does not.
Right?
Because she's a. Hey, you want to blow that up? You blow it real good.
Like,
real good.
They are just living embodiment of porn dialogue. That's what they're used to. Jen was in the adult entertainment industry.
So I just want you
the other was a stripper.
Mm-hmm. Close your eyes.
No. I don't
take
like
a deep breath. I want you to fast forward in time. Like the web telescope. Just see through space. We fast forward
to us on a cruise.
30 years to us in 30 years on a cruise. What
oh,
do you see?
No. Hopefully we'll have better lines than that though.
Yeah.
Will we?
No, because by then
it'll be like old gay dad jokes.
And by then,
no, you're right.
Half your brain will be in the colostomy bag. I'll be in just a wheelchair from
you're
getting
gonna,
fucked.
You're, you'll
too
be
much.
A vegetable.
Yeah, exactly. And you'll just say things, and I'll go.
You will.
Just with drool down my mouth.
And I'll push you over the side of the boat.
Well, no, because I'm the only person that listens to you.
That's true. What else? What else?
Because you'll just
do?
Be so horrible.
Just
no
pushing
one
your wheelchair
you.
Around. And I can't murder you because no one else listens to me. That's a dark future, but somehow possible.
Y'all,
I'll put a little sailor hat on you.
Okay, that's good. I made a decision. This is Badoo.
Thank you. Welcome to Badoo.
I just accepted it.
It's Below Deck Down Under, otherwise known as Badoo.
This episode's episode one, episode three. The Plunger from Down Under. Plunger from Down Under.
You shouldn't be so militant when you
Which
speak
really
Australian.
Shouldn't have been plunger the name of this episode, because they don't need a plunger until the very end.
I think, yeah, I agree with you. I think the Australian puns run out early, probably.
Not familiar on that one.
There's g'day.
Yeah.
And down under and Barbie. Shrimp on the Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe something with a wallaby.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
Yeah, oi, oi, oi. That's it. Yeah. That's it. That's about all they got.
That's all they got.
And that's not a knife. This is a knife.
This is a knife.
Maybe they'll do that one.
They should remake. I wonder.
Didn't they remake it? No, maybe I'm making that up. Crocodile Dundee.
Did they?
Can you imagine like Chris Hemsworth in it?
Oof. Oof. God. I just saw him in
Thor.
Is
he still alive?
Chris Hemsworth?
No.
Oh, Crocodile Dundee.
Paul something?
Oh, don't say his name. He's dead now.
We just had a segment on the Lodies where we talked about who with other people, the people we killed by name checking them on the podcast. It was not a nice list. So many people, and I'd forgotten about a lot of them. I'd forgotten about Cicely Tyson.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about her, too.
She died 3 days later.
Oh, God, I'm so upset. Paul Hogan's alive, and he's 82.
Yikes. Not for long. I'm sorry, Paul Hogan. I'm sorry. They could remake that, though.
Maybe. I don't know if they could do Crocodile Dundee, if it would stand. You know, back in the day was... You could do shows about different cultures from other countries, and it was like a world we were opened up to because we didn't know anything about that culture. But now with the internet and the way we know much about
it. No, you would have to do it in a different way. You'd have to do it in a kind of a self-aware way.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
A meta way.
Crocodile Dundee's like an animal activist for crocodiles. That's what they would do.
I think... That's too woke to live.
Okay,
But I think you're right. Chris Hemsworth is too big. So it would need to be another Aussie.
Yeah, it needs to be someone. Maybe like his brother.
He was in the Hunger Games movies, honey. He's
He was in Thor, too, actually.
Oh, the brother?
Well, it's very funny. They do the theater when they're reenacting, and it's always he
Why
plays
are you
Thor.
Spoiling this?
It's not a spoiler. He plays Thor, and then Matt Damon plays Loki. It's very funny.
Thanks.
Sorry.
I don't think I've ever seen one of the Thor movies. I hear they're good.
I love them.
I'm not a big Marvel person. You know me.
No, you're not.
I'm not a big fan of the Marvels.
No.
Marvels.
There actually are a character called the Marvels. So, I mean, that's Captain Marvel.
I get it. I don't disparage people who watch it. I'm just
no,
not that, gonna.
That's
I'm
fine.
Just,
yeah.
People think. Well, you don't go to the Marvel movies. I'm like,
y'all, if you've learned one thing from me, you've learned you don't have to like what everybody else likes.
That's true.
Be your own person.
It's true. I do love The Boys. I love it.
You do. You are into
it. If you don't like superhero things, that's why I avoided it for so long. It is so much more interesting than that, and it's so smartly done. Everything about it is a parody of America and how we treat our the people like superheroes.
Doesn't hurt how they look either, does it?
They're hot.
And there's like
the boys are especially.
Sex.
There is, but
any of them gay? Any gay superhero sex?
I don't think so.
Well, then why would I watch?
They're a little bit later or a little bit in the early part, but there's no gay stuff.
Well, then why do I care? Like I'm gonna see. Time Traveler's Wife for one reason.
That hot guy.
To see Theo James fucking naked fall down a stair.
Do you know there was a scene where he like sucks his former self off?
Oh, yes, yes,
his
yes.
His earlier self off.
I'm telling you, Theo James is so hot.
He is so hot.
He is so hot. I sat through two terrible Divergent movies just to see how hot he was.
You went and saw those Divergent movies?
Yes, because he was hot. Well, I like Shailene Woodley.
Shailene Woodley.
Shailene.
I don't.
Shailene. Whatever. She should call herself up next with Oscar, Shailene Woodley.
When you said that, I kind of laughed. I'm like, I could see that. Shailene Woodley. I don't like her. There was something. I liked her at the very beginning in when she was in something. And then I think I liked her first movie. And then it
went
downhill.
You didn't like her in Big Little Lies. I did.
No, I did not like her. Her at all.
Yeah.
Mostly the hair.
Her hair's not great. In
yeah. But I feel like, I don't know. And then there was something with...
We don't have time. Okay, y'all.
Who was she dating? Someone who was, like, problematic.
Oh, really? I don't know. I don't know her dating life.
People are screaming. So no, here, maybe. you look, okay. I'll look at that while you, and I'll tell
My
you.
My first teabag is, y'all...
This is Badoo!
This is Badoo. So Jamie is talking to Benny. They're at dinner that night, and Benny just kind of interrupts and says, wait, were you a police officer or something outside to...
Yeah.
Some type of security guard.
Aaron Rodgers. That's who it was.
Oh, yeah. Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. He's not very attractive to me.
That is the least of his problems.
Yeah. Why do you keep looking? You saw who it was.
No, I was saying...
No, they broke up. But they broke up.
They did.
They broke up. Anyway, yeah. We've got to move on. We're already almost 10 minutes
I
in.
I know!
So you're the one that said you wanted a 30-minute show.
I said I need to have a heart out. So what were
because
you saying?
Because he's got a heart in.
Because I've got a heart in soon.
So Benny basically is like, you were a police officer, right? And Jamie says, well, actually I was. But Jamie, I think, is right in that, y'all, the way it is on boats is...
No, you know, Benny's carrying around some trauma. Besides his parents dying, something went wrong.
Something went wrong because, yeah, and Benny says, yeah, it's just the way you talk to me, and it's disrespectful. He's like, he says, I didn't sign up for the Army. I signed up for positive reinforcement. And I went, then why are you working on a boat? Like, go get your, if you want.
Do you want a cookie?
If you want unconditional positive regard,
it's dumb.
Go get a degree as a social worker or some type of environment.
No, he's... And he has the combination of trauma and arrogance.
He does because
yeah, it's really rough.
Wants to feel sorry for him. Like, Captain's given him that kind of tough love. Some people might see it as bullying. I can see why Benny thinks it is bullying.
Yeah,
it triggers me a little bit to watch it because
for getting picked on a little bit.
Yeah, for getting picked on because you got to look at the rest of the guys on the screen.
I agree.
The way they look.
He's also the tiniest of them.
He's the tiniest one.
Yeah, I can feel that.
He's, quote, a more feminine. So Benny maybe won't acknowledge all that, but that is an undercurrent.
Do you think he's a feminine?
This, compared to the other guys. I don't think so at all. But, like, I think that it's just he's not so bro-ish.
He does have longer hair.
He's not so bro-ish as the other guys.
I guess.
It's not that he's a feminine. It's that the other guys are hyper-masculine.
My issue is Benny, who has been the only one who's pushed back to authority.
But, yes, that's why. So he's got all that underneath it. So it's like you want to feel for him. But then he's just a dick.
Yeah.
And just, I actually think Captain has been, I don't see it as bullying because Captain Jason has actually been really kind to him.
Right.
And kind of his intention comes from such a different place. And I feel like everybody else can see that.
I think he's spent a lot of time with Benny trying to pull him up to a level.
I think even more than we see.
Yeah. And Benny has been...
Benny thinks he's already at that level.
Two ways this could happen. He will realize that Captain Jason is trying to help him. Or he will quit in a fit of pique, which we somehow might see at the end of this episode.
I really wanted to fast forward and watch, but I didn't.
I did not either.
But I wanted to.
Yeah. I did not for y'all. That's the only reason I didn't, because I didn't want to know.
How brave.
I know. Thank you.
So giving.
My first teabag is Culber's body. It's all I want to talk about.
I wrote.
It is chiseled.
It's
Sean
very
Cody. Everything that is Abercrombie ad.
He has a very hot, he has no body fat. And that's why that night when they all get drunk, he's just in the kitchen eating because he's so hungry.
Well, he eats, it's all protein what he eats. Because y'all, you can't eat Cheetos and look like, and you're with your body.
No.
You have to eat only like turkey or eggs.
And he's a mama's boy.
Yeah.
What's not to love?
He really loves his parents.
Really loves his parents.
And it's just like Cass and Jeannie. Or
I don't think, now I'm going to say this, maybe you disagree. I don't think Culver's that great in bed.
I think not. kind of like a golden retriever humping another one.
Yeah, but he'll do what you tell him, what he's told.
He might go downtown, probably not very skilled.
No.
No. That big old mouth with those chompers, though, who knows?
Be careful.
Yeah.
You might lose a labia. No teeth, Culver. But I will say...
might lose a fold or two.
A fold. Jamie does know how to have sex in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah, she does.
Jamie, to me, is by far the hottest guy on this fucking boat.
Yeah, he is. To
more
me
than
too.
Captain, even more than Culver. Like, he's the hottest guy to me on both below decks right now.
Yeah, I agree.
More than Storm for you, because I know you're a Storm fan.
Storm and Jamie are very different. Jamie is metaphorically my hot, like, Jamie's the guy I would put, like, a poster on my wall.
Yes.
And
with his curly hair.
Storm is the guy I would actually bring home, who would be actually better in bed than Jamie would be. Storm is really good in bed.
Jamie would be the guy I would put on my wall.
And Captain then, Sandy would be the person you took.
No, I was going to say Brittany would be, but we wouldn't have sex. We
would just Brittini.
We would just come back and talk about female empowerment and not have sex at all. And then I'd be her friend. And then we get dinner together and be
and
best
she'd
friends.
Tell you all about her problems.
Yeah,
and you'd
and
have
I'd be
to
like,
I'm here for you, Brittini. That is
she'd say,
100% how that would go.
That's how that would go.
Oh, poor Brittini.
But can we just talk about Jamie fucking dancing in this hot tub?
Do you see his package?
Okay.
It's
did you see
huge.
when he got out of bed and he's kind of sitting
yes,
there?
Yes, you can see penis.
And he touched his dick.
He's got a
y'all,
big old dick.
It's a big old, y'all.
And he knows how to use it.
And I think, you know what?
He's got dick.
You
and
know
he
what
knows
he's got?
How to use it.
Cause y'all, because you want to take a ride. On that girth boat.
You want
to...
girth boat coming. The girth boat's coming. This needs to be in 6/8 because it's a boat on the ocean. Like a sea shanty. The girth boat is coming. The girth boat's coming to you. That in a port or in a storm, the girth boat is coming. Is the girth boat gonna get through those dolphins?
Going through.
Oh, it made it. It made it. It made it. It made it. But barely. That girth boat is wide. That girth boat is wide. That girth boat.
Hey ho, hey ho.
To the bottom of the sea. And a new form of girth transportation is born. Y'all, yes, you did hear me stream out what meter it should be in.
It should be in 6/8.
It's the sea shanty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fathoms below, boys, lies the girth boat.
Oh, I really
girth
need a flute.
Boat coming. Tin whistle. Definitely a tin whistle.
Yeah. Need a tin whistle.
Oof,
wow.
Quick whistle.
God, I want to ride that girth boat.
I will say, he kind of loses his shit when he finds out that Magda has a boyfriend. He's like, all these people on the boat have a boyfriend. Well, no, two of them don't. You're just not interested in them. He acts like a little boy.
He does act like a little boy. Brittini gets real. She's like, I can't believe he doesn't say
well, and she,
how attractive they are. And
she realizes later that it's probably less about her and more about him.
Even that night, Toomey's like, bitch, I'm fine. Like, girl, it's fine. I set a good table. Like, I'm not worried. I'm not scared. It is.
I'm a little worried about Toomey, who has something for Ryan. Because that is, honey, you are barking up the wrong tree.
Oh, honey.
That means she likes the brooding
she
bad boys.
She also said that she picks bad guys.
God, I wish I'd be on this boat to prevent that from happening.
Oh, because Ryan is, yuck.
He's bad news,
he's
honey.
He's bad news.
He's the guy who's going to, like, go off on you, and then he's going to promise you a lot, and then he'll start crying. It's just like, I say that because I know from experience. Wow. I fuck guys like Ryan.
There's like 20 people that listened in and went, oh, God, that's my boyfriend now. While you process that, we're going to take a little commercial. We'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even keep going queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
All right, we're back. So my next, we've already talked about Jamie's package. I already have that note. I want to... So it's the next morning. Captain Jason rings the alarm because...
General alarm!
Y'all, the boat looks like shit. Meanwhile, Benny's up meditating. Magda's doing fucking yoga.
And it looks like Animal House.
It is very different than the vibe of, like, if you remember from, like, Below Deck Med last season, they partied a lot. Below Deck Med, they would get up with the. You'd
it
see
is
them
weird that they did not clean the boat.
It's only like 3 hours until her charter, and they're all just kind of like, "Oh, it'll get done." And so Captain has him. He's
cleaning. Captain Jay, did you see Captain Jason do laundry?
Can you imagine
Captain Sandy doing laundry?
Can you imagine?
Just know where the laundry room is.
Can you imagine Captain
Lee?
Captain Lee doing
no, that? No, absolutely not.
Can you imagine if he woke up and the boat looked like that?
He'd fucking lose his shit.
Even Captain Glenn wouldn't do laundry.
Nope.
God, there's so many captains there. I'm going to get confused. Where else Shocking. Could be the next Below Deck? They've done Below Deck Med, Below Deck Down
There's something
under.
Called Below Deck Adventures that's going to start in the fall, I believe.
Oh, yeah, that looked boring.
And they're going to go around. The thing about
they're
it.
They're doing it with celebrities. Or
I don't know.
I think they're doing it with people that, like, with reality
I didn't read
shows,
enough.
I think. I got bored from it. I would enjoy, like, a Below Deck, like, South America.
I don't know if they cruise there. Maybe not. Maybe I don't know.
They don't like around like in on Argentina or like Peru or something.
I don't know. I actually don't know. I don't. I know they could do Alaska.
Yeah, but people don't get. But yeah, that would. I bet you get great, funny people on that. I have a friend on an Alaskan cruise right now.
You'd get American trash. Not saying your friend is trash. But
no, she's not. I would do... They say the best way to see Alaska... And I would like to see Alaska. They say the best way to do it's on a cruise.
That's what I've heard as well.
I would do a cruise. Not with you. Not an Alaska cruise.
Below Deck Catalina Island.
I would do a cruise with you, just not below... No, it's not Alaska. Because you would say things that would offend people at dinner.
What do you mean?
Because it would be probably a lot of people on an Alaskan cruise who aren't like us at all.
That's true.
And you would just completely just start talking about something, and I'm just sitting there.
I'd start talking about abortion.
Yeah, and I'd be like,
we'd be in the appetizers, and I'd start talking about abortion.
I'm just sitting there going, we have to have dinner. Jake, we have assigned seats. We have dinner with them, the same people every night, and you would go, oh.
Who wants to talk about euthanasia? Like all the hot button issues of culture, I would want to talk about before the entrees.
Not on an Alaskan cruise. Not on Alaskan cruise.
Y'all bring me and I will alienate you from anyone in regular America.
True. Y'all, if you, by the way, if you do want to help women who want to have abortions, our charity this month is the Bridget Alliance. You can go to our Instagram link on the middle of our profile.
We're doing donations directly from there. And we're doing donations in our Sissy Squad for it as well.
Yes, as well. So please, it helps women pay for travel costs to get abortions.
Yeah, because
so,
we don't know if with states that are where abortion bans were triggered immediately, it could be abortion could already be fundamentally and for all intents and purposes, illegal in certain states.
Yes. So.
And certain states are, some states are, you may have to drive across several states. Do you know what I saw? And this is so interesting. And I'm trying to figure out a way I can donate some money and I'll have more stuff to a cause. There's a woman who is trying to open up a floating clinic in the Gulf of Mexico that's not, which is federally owned. So it'd be like a floating clinic. Where women could receive care.
So it could
care.
Be on states like Texas,
yes.
Whatever. It could be
the
right
whole
there,
South.
Easily accessible
yes.
For people
yes.
On the coast.
Yes.
That's a great idea.
I looked at it and I just went, that's brilliant.
Because she could do that in Louisiana.
Yes, yes. That's closer than driving sometimes, like the Deep South, especially. Deep South in Texas.
Yeah, because Gulf if you're down in Atlanta.
Yep.
Where are you going to go?
Well,
or
no,
in Texas, especially
Atlanta, Georgia's not. That's not going to be for a while. But the Deep
but
South.
If you're in Corpus Christi,
yep.
Where the fuck are you going to go?
Yep. I just thought it was brilliant and it's very exciting. I'll have more. I can probably talk about that later. But I signed up to follow the woman who's in charge of it.
How interesting!
So,
that's yep. Great. All right. So I think it's your next one.
My next thing is the charter guests are looking a lot like the Australian cast of Rock of Love.
Agreed.
And we talked about them a little bit. It's a rocker and his wife. They seem a lot of fun. For Shania
Twain. Let's go, girls.
Okay. How did they say her name?
Shania. I will say... Stop it, phone. I recognized him because I know Shania Twain's band members so well.
Wow.
I recognized him.
Oh, really?
I've seen him in concert many a times. Yes, he went on tour. I know, I once was watching it. I went, that's Corey Churko, a violinist who played in Shania Twain's band, and it made me feel real freaky about myself.
Yeah, that's weird.
I knew a lot of people.
Wait, let's skip past that because our audience is uncomfortable. Not
y'all
uncomfortable as I am.
I used to be I still am a very, very big Shania Twain fan.
Obsessed fan. Let's call it what it is.
They flew me to Canada because I was voted her biggest fan. I was on TV.
Yeah, when people are voted
country music
biggest
television.
Fans, it's usually because there's like a kind of a mental illness that's there too. And they do those shows because it's a freak show. So
it would be something we would cover now.
You did perform. No, like a freak. No, we would have covered this episode. And I'm like, y'all should have seen this mincing queen who came out of.
It was the reason why I moved to LA. I knew I wanted to be a host on television.
Anyway.
Would be here with you right now.
Oh, Jesus.
So that scratch on your face looks horrible.
Isn't it? I somehow scratched my face, y'all with my own fingernails.
He hasn't trimmed his fingernails, and like a six-month-old baby, he scratched his face in the middle of the night.
I don't know how I did it.
While he was sleeping.
Probably having a sex dream. It does look bad. I need to trim my... I forgot to do it yesterday. I need to trim my nails.
I will say, though, they are fun. They're I mean, they're,
no, they're really fun. There's like a stripper, a male stripper, female stripper.
Who oiled up before they're, dinner. Daz.
These are fun people.
Is that his Christian name?
Daz.
Daz. Is that his...
Maybe in Australia.
You know, if you have a son and you name him Daz and he grows up to be a stripper, then he did right by his
job
name.
Done. What job well done.
It'd be like if you have a daughter and you name her Emerald.
Yes.
Or
agreed.
Jewel.
Yeah, agreed.
Jewel, the singer-songwriter, failed.
Well, she did write a book of poetry called A Horse with Wings.
Did she ever get her teeth fixed?
I don't think so. Maybe she did.
I don't know.
She was really good on The Masked Singer.
She was?
Yeah. Yeah. She was. She faked her voice the first time, and then I guessed it on the second one.
Oh.
Yeah. I love that show.
I know. It's a shocker. You haven't mentioned it at all. So now... Toomey says that she said in African culture that you can dance and be flirty. And so she said she, because with Jason getting mad at Magna, Magna has a boyfriend. Y'all, Magna has a boyfriend, but Magna has.
Magda.
That's what I said.
You keep saying Magna, like Magneto.
Oh, like Magna Carter.
Yes. No, Magna Carter. That's not another member of the Carter family. The singing Magna Carta.
So her name's Magma?
Magda.
Mag. Oh,
with
like
a D.
Like Magdalena.
Yes.
Oh.
So that's where I needed to go.
Magdalena. I love that name.
Like Magda Carter. This is why it takes us so long to get through a show.
Oh, yeah.
I have to sift through. That was a weird. That we got. We were talking about European treaties. the Carter family of June Carter, and then we got there.
I thought you meant Linda Carter.
No, Matt. No, I was the Carter family, like June Carter, Cash. They have a big family, and they're the Carters.
I didn't know that. I just saw June Carter.
Come on, the Carter family. You know, you should know that from where you're from.
I'm teasing you. I do know that one. Maybe.
Like Carlene Carter.
I don't know Carlene Carter. Maybe I do. Because isn't what's her name? Car Strawberry Wine from them?
No, that's Deanna Carter.
I thought she was one of the she's not one of the Carters.
I don't think she is.
I'd change my name if I was in country music and I had the last name Carter.
Please, let's move on.
Well, you brought it up.
I wanna say the next thing is Ryan is saying, you know, he's got this out there with the gas. He's like, I already decided that like the meals are just gonna be late. I'm just do what I can. He's like, he's up there grilling. He's like, so I'll just decide. I'll get the guests together and then I'll cook whenever I want to. And this guy, y'all, is such a fucking arrogant control freak.
Like scary.
He is the worst. He's one of the most. He's one of the most. God awful chefiest people we've ever seen.
Horrible
on the boat.
That it's with one of the nicest
Aisha,
the nicest dudes.
I like what Aisha saying it's hard to be friends with a see you next Tuesday.
Oh, that's what she said. A see yeah. you next Tuesday. That's what she called him. Like, she wasn't talking
it
about
was
his
beat.
Charisma, uniqueness, his nerve, nor his
no,
talent.
No.
nor. Remember when you were like three seasons into Drag Race and he said that and you went?
No, I got it right away.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Yeah, the thing where Ryan said...
It's a total power play. He's trying to usurp Aisha.
Where he literally says, or later on, he says, there is no respect from what I'm doing in the
yep.
galley. And
yep.
I went, he said, we are the... He's talking to, I think, Toomey, and he was saying, or was it, he was talking to Magda. And he said, I know they're the ones paying for it, but we're in control of
yep.
everything.
Yep.
We tell when the boat leaves, when it comes back, and we tell them when to eat.
Toomey, run.
And I thought,
run.
Work in your own fucking restaurant and not on a boat.
Well, here's the thing. Aisha needs to not try to be friends with him, needs to handle him with kid gloves. And then let Captain Sandy do all the major damage control.
Yeah.
And Captain Sandy, he will bow to Captain Sandy because she actually is his boss.
Yeah.
But Aisha, I hope, realizes that, and I think she will. But she's taken, now she's just like letting it roll off of her. But I think if he goes right at her, that's not going to do well.
No, not at all.
What is your next one? I just think he's an asshole.
I think he's an asshole too.
Asshole.
Y'all, one of my favorite lines was, Aisha, when she shows in the boat, she shows all the porn people the boat, adult people, and they're all having fun. And she said, it's like trying to hurt
a bunch of horny cats.
Really horny cats. And I said, welcome to touring with Poodle.
I'm very professional during the time.
That is the most adequate description. That's what I'm referring to. You really are like a cat in heat.
Very horny cat.
Y'all, have you ever heard or been around a cat in heat? That's what it's like trying to do a show with Poodle when he's hard
y'all,
up.
Y'all should have seen me at the Dallas show right after I realized
you'd fucked the lighting designer. It was... I could have done anything I wanted to in that show. He didn't care at all. His brain was totally checked out.
I was totally in, but in the back of my mind, I kept thinking, the guy who's lighting me right now, I fucked him.
Yeah.
And that was out of nowhere. I did not know he was going to be there.
And you fucked him again that night.
I had to. Life presents you an opportunity like that. You have to do it again.
You didn't fuck him at all because you didn't remember what it was like the first time and you didn't want to remember?
No, I wanted...
Told me you couldn't remember him.
I did not remember him. I remembered him after I fucked him the second time. Barely. Wow. Kind of like bits and pieces. That's what they called me in college.
Yeah. Yeah, boy. Bits and pieces, my ass.
Y'all, that's
what... Give it all to me!
I will say... There are moments where I feel like most of the time I'm pretty sex positive. Then there are moments where I feel like a slut. That was a slut moment.
Because it's not that you had sex with him in Dallas. You fucked him in Los Angeles when he was on vacation.
He was visiting somebody.
Maybe y'all are meant to be. Maybe y'all are meant to date. Because he saw you in a giddy up cowgirl outfit. And he still fucked you afterwards.
That's true.
He saw you in a very scandalous type where your nuts were just pressed up against your body and they looked like monkey brains.
That maybe he's into that.
This could be your future husband.
Nah.
As a lighting designer, you would always look good anywhere you went.
Ooh, God, that's a tough... That's,
never have bad backlighting for the rest of your life.
Sophie's choice.
In fact, he remembered you not from your face, but he remembered the lighting sconces in the background of your grinder picture.
That's true.
That's the gayest thing I've ever heard.
Whew. Just occasionally, I think I'm not one of the sluttier people, and then that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to talk about one my next, the last thing is Magda and her boyfriend FaceTiming, Maciek, FaceTiming and falling asleep with one another. Don't do that, y'all. Don't do that. It's going to make your phone plan go way, way up.
You're on internet and it's unlimited.
Yeah, but it's also ridiculous.
No, that's...
It also needs boundaries.
I think... That is her. I meant to say this earlier and I got distracted because I fucked up her name. I think Magda is in love
Magda!
With
Magda.
That's what I said, Magda.
Okay, you did say
that's
it.
I said Magda.
Maybe I can't tell the difference between a D and an N for you.
I'm saying Magda.
Okay.
I think she's in love with the person that's in front of her.
I could see that. And so anything that's out of her sight makes her worry.
So with James, with all these guys, and so it feels like false advertising, but that's just her.
Do you like it when she's like, it's my inner Latina? And they went, you are? She's like, no, I just feel like I have one.
I went, ooh.
Maybe.
Maybe don't say that.
I don't know if appropriation has gotten to Poland yet.
Yeah. I mean, granted, no one thinks about, ooh, the sex positivity of Poland, but still.
I think... But you see, even he says, I'm going out tonight. She's like, any girls? And I'm thinking, would he have a problem with what you were doing if you were grinding in the hot tub? It's like, it's...
We've talked to him too much already. It's going to come back as a point of...
Yeah. No.
We know too much about him. We've seen him.
There is no way they're making it this season.
No. And they're... Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to have a terrible fight. Or he'll do something she doesn't like. Even though she said, he's the one for me. She can't wait to have babies. She's a little unstable,
she is unstable. That's what it's also emotional right in front of... It's like she has a thought. She has sense memory of 10 minutes.
Like a goldfish.
Yes.
I do need to say she also is... And they brought this up, and it's going to come to a head. Aisha's probably going to have to talk to her because they keep saying, where the hell is Magda? She's always FaceTiming with her boyfriend.
She's always FaceTiming with her
so
boyfriend.
So I think it is possible Magda may not make it through the season.
We don't know if anybody's leaving this season on this. I don't think I know any spoilers of that.
We do not know that. We do only know Below Deck Bed spoilers.
Although, the way this episode ends, we've got to tease. Y'all, Benny's dealing with some poop water.
Poop water. Poop water. Oh, Lord. Poop water. We can't even do that again. Poop water, friend.
No, because Paul tried to kidnap his child that are back with the authorities.
Yep.
And...
Another impression ruined. So, and he knocks on the captain's door. He says, I'm out. Poop water everywhere. Now, did his toilet just overflow or did he stop up his toilet?
We don't know.
Yeah.
It looked like it just overflowed.
What's going from your plumbing experience?
Well, it's a whole different thing.
On a boat.
Because
I should know. I'm really sorry I asked.
It's probably more... Actually, it's probably much more like a septic system.
I'm sure it is, yeah.
So, there is... There does need... There's probably some type of pump went out. There's probably a pump that keeps the water, making sure the water is flowing in the correct direction.
But how is it... How were they able just to get the water up?
Either the pump went out and it's coming up from the septic, which is what it looked like more. When you got that much water, that's just not something stuck. It's water's coming up from your septic tank.
I will say, didn't Jason say he had been done plumbing in the past?
I think he had.
Yeah. Wow.
Jason's done everything. He was married young, divorced young, and now they almost act like he and Aisha are flirting a little bit.
They do act that way, yeah.
But Aisha has
a boyfriend.
Who cares when your boyfriend looks like when you're getting flirted with Captain
Jason? Her boyfriend
is
hot, though, too. I think he's American.
Yeah, but you would date your hot American boyfriend or the hot Australian captain in front of you?
I'd find a way to do both.
But there's no dating involved.
Wow. That's the show.
That's the show, everybody. Below Deck Down Under. We are going to get so confused on which ones we're doing, but we're trying. All right, everybody. Thank y'all so much for listening. Come see us in Denver at our last finale show of the Summer Is Should Be Fun live tour. Come see us in Denver, or you could wait until the fall when we hopefully are hoping to be near a city near you when it's not 100 degrees or negative 20.
I just asked for something in the middle.
Something in the middle, y'all. All right, everybody. We'll see you next time. Have a great week. We'll see you next time. Until then.
Anchors again.
Girth boat coming.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5.
From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.